Good evening, everyone. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh. It's the beginning of the Jewish month, and we enter Rosh Chodesh, the month called Menachem Av, after having a very difficult Friday night, Shabbat, Sunday. And we have to remember that Rav Harlap writes, destruction, the Churban Habayis, the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, its greatest impact was in shattering our confidence, our bitachon. When a person feels like destruction can come, then not only is the destruction hurtful, but the lack of faith, that feeling that a person doesn't know what's going to come tomorrow, that is not less harmful than the destruction itself. Rav Harlap says what we work on in the month of Av is not only that desire to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, but also that rebuilding of the fractured part of us, where we're supposed to have confidence in tomorrow. We're doing what's right. We're trying to do what's right. We're trying to build what's right. Part of what can happen on a day like this is, as we bury the three members of the Solomon family, it's easy for a person to feel like their confidence is fractured. A person can lose their sense of security. And our sense of security stems from the idea that we're doing what's right. There's a Ribon Shalom in this world, and even though he doesn't explain to us how or why he does what he does, nonetheless, he's still running the show. Tonight is Rosh Chodesh. The Jewish people are compared to the moon, not the sun, because the moon undergoes cycles. It constantly has to start again. It grows bigger, grows smaller, and that's Am Yisrael. Yafach ha-levana, beautiful like the moon. The moon which gives light even when it's darkness outside. And tonight is the beginning of the month of Menachem Av. The Chatam Sofer writes in his responsa, this month has two names, Chodesh Av and Chodesh Menachem. When we call it Chodesh Menachem Av, so we're really taking two names and putting them together. We enter this month to the month of Av, which reflects the fact that Hashem is our Father even at the hardest times, and we look forward to the time of Chodesh Menachem, that the month should also bring us comfort as we move forward, as we continue anticipating the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash, the rebuilding of our security and our confidence, which begins with the rebuilding within ourselves. Not to let the terrible things that happen around us shake our security. We're still in the hands of the Ribon Shalom, and Be'ezrat Hashem, we're continuing to move forward.